exchanges are basically marketplaces for insurance plans that meet Obamacare requirements. They provide options for healthcare as well as information about the healthcare reform. Connect for Health Colorado is a new marketplace or exchange for Colorado residents to buy health insurance. Small businesses and nonprofit organizations with up to 50 employees can also shop for insurance through Connect for Health. Based on your income, you may qualify for advanced premium tax credits to help you pay your monthly premiums. There are also cost-sharing reductions to help you reduce your out-of-pocket costs. The deadline to sign up for health insurance is December 15th, so I headed over to the Creamery in Hotchkiss to see Maria Forrester, a rep for Connect for Health who has an office there. I wanted to see if the Affordable Care Act did indeed have an affordable option for my family. President Obama addressed massive problems with the Federal Health Insurance Exchange website over the past month, but several states, including Colorado, have their own exchanges and have exceeded federal enrollment targets. These states include California, Connecticut, Kentucky, Rhode Island, New York, and Washington. Maria Forrester from Connect for Health.
Some of the states did not elect to go with their own marketplace. Colorado did, though. And those states have forced their residents to be directed to the federal exchange. And fortunately for Colorado, in 2008, Governor Owens' Blue Ribbon Committee got to working on this issue. So by the time that the Affordable Care Act came around to being implemented, we were quite a ways along. So we have a marketplace which is run by a nonprofit called Connect for Health Colorado.
So Maria, I'm wondering, are you getting people coming into this office that actually understand the new healthcare law?
I think generally people don't have all the information. Up until about 4 months ago, I didn't have all the information either, and I've learned about this Connect for Health marketplace through that site. But people have a general idea. They know that there is an opportunity for affordable health care. They just don't understand how it's going to work.
And do you get people also coming in here that are think that the whole Obamacare is a bad idea? So they're skeptical about all of it?
Actually, the people who have come into my office need help because a large portion of their income is either eaten up through their current insurance premium or they haven't had insurance for a long time. I had a couple of individuals express concern over the Affordable Care Act, but they indicated that they need the help.
First, Maria has to help me determine whether or not our family is eligible to receive Medicaid by filling out the application at the Colorado PEAK website. If your family qualifies for Medicare or Medicaid, you do not have to sign up for another insurance plan under the Affordable Care Act. Other people who don't have to buy health insurance or pay a penalty are those with certain religious beliefs, members of Native American tribes, undocumented immigrants, or prisoners.
We have to do a Medicaid application at this point separately from Connect for Health Colorado because that interface isn't on the site, but it's a necessity. When you're in this bracket between these two sums of income, you'll be eligible for premium subsidies, and those premium subsidies come in the form of tax credits, which are calculated through Connect for Health Colorado. It's the only place you can get those. Those tax credits are paid in advance, and you can apply them to the reduction of the cost of your premium, which is really important. That's what makes it affordable. In this category as well, you can get cost-sharing reductions, which serves to reduce your out-of-pocket costs like deductibles, co-insurance, co-pays. That's important.
Who's sharing the cost with us?
The Connect for Health Colorado implements that, and they automatically reduce that off of any plan that is a silver or higher, and I will tell you about those plans here in a minute. But they do serve, in effect, to reduce the cost to you out of pocket cost for medical expenses. The point of that is we can all buy health insurance at an affordable cost, but still we have to have money in our pocket to pay that co-share when we see our doctor. So this helps with that for certain income brackets.
Okay.
So we'll just get started on that.
Started on this.
It was a bit hard to determine what our income is to find out our insurance level. My husband just got laid off. I'm not sure what unemployment will pay yet or if he'll be getting another job soon. Maria assures me that you can change your income level at any time with Connect for Health.
Just make your best guess, and you can give it some thought to or change it to before you do the big purchase. But you do want to kind of get close.
Don't they require proof of what you make?
No.
Really?
They do not require proof of what you make, because it will all work out when you file your 2014 tax return in 2015. So if you understate your incomes and you receive more tax credits than you might be eligible for, though, it will work out in the formula with the IRS tax code, and it will all be adjusted correctly, so that you, in effect, get the right amount of tax credits you were eligible for.
Maria completes the PEAK application, and here are the results.
We received a decision, but it's not a final decision. It's giving us a number that is 10 digits long, and we're going to print this for you, Allie, so it's a reference. They will now send you a letter or an email indicating that you have been denied. If you don't receive anything within the next 7 days, would you please call me and I will follow up with the person I work with at the County Department of Social Services, and they can track and see where your application is at.
Okay.
So we did not get a clean denial. When you get a clean denial, it's going to come with about an six to seven to eight digit number that has letters in it, like 1BT4589.
Okay.
We didn't get that. So.
But I can still shop.
Absolutely.
I just can't buy anything yet.
Right.
Okay.
And so we can go ahead and I'll show you some ways to compare plans that you can be looking at in the meantime with your husband.
Great.
Now we go to the Connect for Health website at connectforhealthco.com to see what might be available.
Allie, we're on the site now and we're going to shop anonymously, but when you first open it up, you will see four different tabs or boxes: individuals and families, young adults, employees, and employers. We're going to select individual, families, and shop now. Where that's going to take us to is a page that we can estimate to see what kind of federal subsidies will be available to you and your family, and then we can look at the kinds of plans that it could be applied to.
If it's a female, it wants to know if you're pregnant.
Yes. Every time that will pop up, and so parents, be prepared for that question. Don't be put off by it. It means nothing.
No, my 12-year-old is not pregnant. How dare you?
We put in the income, and now it's going to generate. This is the level of premium tax credit per month. This is an estimate. That's why we ascertain everything when we shop. But you got an estimate there.
So basically, that means that it's $436. Let's say we find an insurance plan that's $1,000 a month, and you're saying that they'll take $436 off of that?
That's correct. Connect for Health Colorado, that nonprofit marketplace, they will apply the tax credits. They will remit that sum to your insurance company. They will keep track of it, and then they will send you a statement at the end of the year to be used for your taxes, your tax filing, your tax return. You'll notice here that it will show for children that they are also eligible for Colorado Child's Health Plan Plus Colorado.
Oh, and they are.
Yes. So we'll want to look at that.
So we're poor enough to qualify for CHP for our kids.
Yes. So let's look at find a plan now. But that is something to keep in our memory in the forefront, and then look at in your evaluation of how you're going to proceed. I've told it to continue with the health plan. So we're going to see what kind of health plans pop up here.
It's listing all these different plans that are available, and this is after they've taken off the tax credit amount, what it would be per month. So the first thing you're going to see there is the cheapest option, and it looks like the cheapest option for us would be $314 a month, and that would only cover two of us with both of our children on the CHP. And it looks like it is a $6,300 deductible. Mm-hmm. And
Allie, this is where I urge people to just do a little comparative shopping, because as you scroll down, you see for $7 more, there's about $800 less a year deductible. So take a peek at those plans, and you can filter them at the top. You can sort them by premium, low to high, annual deductible, low to high. And on the left are some filters. The plans come in bronze, which pays 60% out-of-pocket cost, 70% is silver, 80% is gold, and 90% is platinum. What's different about these plans that we're seeing here at Connect for Health Colorado is under the Affordable Care Act, they all include 10 essential health benefits, and preventive health care and wellness is one of those. So it's important to look and sort. So when people make between certain incomes and they're eligible for cost sharing reductions, they should always look at the silver plans, gold, and platinum, because that's where they will see their lower deductible.
Now, for a while, my husband and I just had, our kids were covered by CHP, and we just had like the catastrophic insurance. I'm wondering, what are there options available like that, like really bare minimum insurance for, because we can't, even though that's a lot cheaper than it would have been before, we still can't afford it. Like, we wouldn't eat then, we wouldn't have enough for groceries.
Right. So. For the people who are up to 30 years old, there is a plan called Cover Your Assets. It's a catastrophic plan. That's available through Connect for Health Colorado. In your case, you would want to look at the monthly premium and sort it by the lowest, which, you know, I don't know how that will work for you, Allie. Yeah, so we've just sorted low to high. Yeah.
So the very cheapest is $314? Mm-hmm. Because we actually had one that was like $150 a month.
One of the other choices that people have to do when they need more information is to locate a broker agent at the Connect for Health site, and they can talk to those individuals. They're certified through Connect for Health Colorado, and these people are knowledgeable and understand the health insurance business.
Right.
And I would suggest that might be a good avenue.
So these aren't just the only plans out there.
No, actually, the plans that you see on Connect for Health Colorado are all the plans available for the Western Slope, because they do divide them up by service area. Mm-hmm. To some other providers don't cover the Western Slope. So the plan would have to apply for tax credits and apply those, you have to go through Connect for Health Colorado. And the plans that are shown here are all the plans available.
So if I went to an insurance agent and bought insurance from them, then it wouldn't go through with the tax credits at all?
That's correct. You need to go through Connect for Health Colorado to get the tax credits.
And if you don't go through Connect for Health and get your tax credits, then they do what with your taxes?
Well, you would need to prove to the IRS or send information to them showing that you have another plan that isn't covered under the Connect for Health Colorado Marketplace and show that it's a qualified plan. And as I understand it, the insurance plans do need to meet the 10 essential health benefits. So you are certainly encouraged to shop around to see if there's another plan that might meet your need for, you know, a catastrophic coverage and not so intensive coverage.
So, but they really want you to get insurance that actually covers something. Things they want it to cover are ambulance services, emergency services, hospitalization, maternity, mental health and substance abuse, prescription drugs, rehab, laboratory services, preventative and wellness care, and pediatric services.
Right. Allie, those are the 10 essential health benefits that all insurance companies need to include at some level within their plans. So if you shop with an individual insurance company, those plans need to include those 10 essential health benefits. And one other thing about the Affordable Care Act is if anyone has pre-existing conditions, those they cannot request that information anymore. That will not apply or affect your cost.
What about if you smoke or do drugs or something?
Well, I don't know about the drugs, but smoking is a question, and they will that will serve to increase your premium cost.
What I heard a lot about in the debate, I guess, about the health care reform was that you would be penalized through your taxes at the end of the year if you did not have insurance.
That's right. The penalty for 2014 is $95 per adult and $47.50 per child, up to $285 for a family, or 1% of the family income, whichever is greater. When we get to 2015, that is going to increase to $325 per adult and $162.50 per child, up to $975 or 2% of the family income. Then beyond that, 2016, it goes to $695 per adult plus $347.50 per child, $2,085 for family or 2.5% of the family income, whichever is greater. So it does go up.
It looks like it might take a week or two before we know if our family is eligible for Medicaid. In the meantime, I'm worried because the deadline is fast approaching to enroll and our family is without insurance.
No matter what direction this goes, you would have to buy your policy by December 15th to be effective January 1st. That's the soonest any of these policies will be affected. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So everyone out there, really, they have to go deal with this before December 15th.
If they want to have a policy in effect by January 1st, they will need to do that. But the first year's open enrollment does run through March 31st, 2014. So people can buy on the marketplace all the way up until that date. So there is some time.
We're completely without insurance right now, our whole family, and you're saying we can't get insurance until January. Going through this process. So what would happen if we had something terrible happen to us in the meantime?
If it was an emergency and you went to the emergency room at the local hospital, you could work with them on Colorado Indigent Care Program to see if you qualify. But if it doesn't involve an ER, there are some clinics in Olathe and Delta that assist people. So if it's urgent care of that nature, but also online, we would have to take a look and see what other plans are available. I know that the state does have other assistance programs.
I'm glad Colorado has its own exchange site and that Maria was able to help me through this process. I'm glad that the 10 essential health benefits are now covered under all these plans. And I like the fact that pre-existing conditions do not affect your coverage under the new law. In fact, the only thing missing from the Affordable Care Act right now for me is the affordability. What if the numbers show that I can technically afford insurance at $314 a month, but when I look at my budget, I don't see it? Details about many aspects of the health care reform law are still being worked out. One day soon, I might be able to qualify for a hardship exemption. Massachusetts, the only state that already has a health insurance mandate, has a variety of ways to qualify for a hardship exemption. According to the state's health care laws, residents may qualify for hardship waivers if during the year they are homeless, had 30 days of overdue rent or mortgage payments, received a shutoff notice for utilities, have a medical or dental out-of-pocket expense, including premium payments totaling more than 7.5% of their income, experience domestic violence, death of a spouse, or have an aging parent or ill child who requires full-time care, experience a flood, fire, or other major natural disaster, or they're unable to buy food or clothing because of the requirement to buy health insurance. It's strange that I'm hoping I might qualify for a hardship exemption one day. Hopefully we can do better than that. In the meantime, check it out for yourself. I hear some people have seen major improvements with price and coverage under the new law. Everyone's financial situation is different. Every plan is different. Here's Maria to explain the best way to make an appointment with Connect for Health.
When you have information available and ready, like you did, you were prepared, it will only take about 1 hour.
And so people can call you here and make an appointment with you, and then you, at that point, you can tell them everything that they need to bring so they are prepared.
That's right. If they call in advance and we set up an appointment, that will be a big help.
And what is your phone number?
It is 970-872-2233.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.